Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. What Allah love versus what I love. In an early time, one man entered the market and he found this very, very pretty woman, unbelievably beautiful. And he looked at her and he cannot take it from her beauty. And she told him, what happened to you? He said, your beauty overwhelming me. And I'm completely surrendered to your beauty. She looked at him and she said, what happened if you see my sister behind me? Immediately, he looked to the behind her. And the moment he looked behind her, she told him, you are a liar. If what you said is true, you will never twist it your head and look behind me. Do you understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling me. He advertising of his love and Jannah and his pleasure. And this dunya is just a trial to check me out. And imagine I am focused and love this dunya to the point I have no space and no place for him, even in my salah. May Allah forgive me. When I enter to salah, if I have the real feeling of love, devotion, belonging to Allah, I will be focused in that. And any things I look at it in this life or I feel it, it will attract me in the middle of salah. Meaning I will be drifting and my head will be like the man. Not looking to the beautiful woman in the front of him. He looked to see what is behind her. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is this not our life? Who is the owner of beauty? Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of all the benefit? Allah Jalla Jalalu. He is the owner of happiness and pleasure, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of protection, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of provision, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of protection, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of rescue me, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of all cure, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of decree of the future, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of death and life after death, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is the owner of Jannah and Jahannam, Allah Jalla Jalalu. And what happened? After this, imagine Allah find me so occupied with a child, son, daughter, spouse, somebody, future, money, worry, this, that. How Allah feel? How Allah feel? Is our love is true or false? One sheikh in the early days, I met some of his students, believe it or not. And he was sitting in the masjid, very cold. And he tell the people after Fajr. And he said it, and he give the answer first. He said, if you claim you love Allah, you are a liar. Because it's not the behavior of the one who love. And if you claim you do not love Allah, you are a kafir. And everybody start weeping. Because we cannot answer the two questions. If I claim Allah, I love Allah, do I think about Allah? Do I remember Allah? Is Allah is above anybody in my heart? is me willing to do anything from whom I love, or everything according to my, what I can call it, my understanding. Do I believe in the promise of Allah or I believe in dunya? Do I believe in the promise of Allah or I believe in the promise of shaitan? Imagine the hadith Qudsi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am according to my servant, how he believe in me, how he trusting me, how he think of me. The way you think about Allah, Allah will be for you. What it mean? If I believe in Allah and all His quality, can I have negativity? Can I have worry? Can I make drama? Can I generate drama? Can I worry about the crumbs of this dunya? Can I surrender to these crumbs of this dunya? And now, the answer should be, where is my love? Where is my devotion? Where's my feeling? Where's my thoughts? Where's my talk? Where's my action? Where's my reaction? Is all belong to what? Belong to whom? For what purpose? You see, purpose. Action is action. I'm going to eat, but what is the purpose of my eating? Is a desire? Is luxury? I feel for it, I'm craving for it, or I eat to have strength to worship Allah, to able to serve Allah. Do I have agenda about what I have to eat or not to eat? Apply this to my life, to my time, to everything possible. Why we drift? Why we have negativity? Where's our iman? What Allah love? He love us to trust Him or not trust Him. You remember the story of the boy and the king? A boy entered the history of mankind. A boy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him to the point you have a long, long hadith of Rasulullah SAW about him. And one verse or a few verses in Quran, in chapter Al-Buruj. What the boy did? After Allah guide him, he start working for Allah. He start spreading the message. And when the king warning him, I will kill you, he said, you cannot. And he tried to kill him. It didn't work. He tell all the top soldier to take him in the top of the mountain and throw him away. He make dua. And Allah send the wind, take everybody except him. What kind of iman of this boy? Allah allow him to perform karamat with one rock. He killed a huge animal. And even when they take him to the sea, and tied him to a rock and dropped him in the sea. He said, you cannot do it. Only by the will of Allah. Look at his language. Look at his language and thought. Look at the real iman, what it do. The iman make me steadfast. It make me calm. It make me have belonging. Because I trust in my Lord. I trust in His power. I trust in His promises. He said He will protect the believer. He will be for the believer. He will elevate the believer. He will provide for the believer. He will guard the believer. He will rescue the believer. He will give victory to the believer. All I need is a belief. That's it. All I need is a belief. All I need is a belief. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else. What do you think? What Allah love? He loved me to trust him or not trust him? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Love him or love somebody else? My time, my thought, my feeling occupied for him, toward him, or to whatever I like, whatever I love. I like this, I don't like this. Just reflect. Is anybody can compete with Allah quality? Is anyone can give you what Allah was planning to give you? Is anyone can forgive my sins? Is anyone can give me Jannah like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promise and Allah promise? And look at us, our iman and our belief is unseen. And this is what makes it very powerful. Did we see Jannah? No. It's a hadith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the angel. When Allah look at us and somebody, he talk about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask his angel, what he want? They said, Ya Allah, he love your Jannah. Allah replied, did he see it? They said, no, Ya Allah, he never see it. He said, what happen if he see it? They say, he will love it more. And he will live for it more. And he said, what he want? He want you to protect him from hellfire. Did he see it? No. What happened if he see it? He will making more dua and more effort. To you, Ya Allah, protect him from the hellfire. And what he want? He remember you. He loving you. He said, did he see me? No. He said, what happened if he see me? He will love you more. And he will be for you more. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is our journey. Our journey of Akhirah. Our dunya is just a bridge to lead us to Akhirah. And what Allah love? He loved me to trust him. He loved me to believe in his promises. And if this is the case, my feeling, my desire, my emotion, my mental, my wording, my action will be for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who believe in Allah, trusting in Allah, be with Allah, do everything to gain the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, the rahmah of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.